What's up, everyone? This is East Coast Passion in the house. I'm interviewing my man June Fiel over here. So, can you tell me a little bit more about yourself and your background?
My name is June Fiel, and today we're here to talk about my educational background today. Is that what we're doing today?
Yeah, of course, man.
Let's talk about it. And it's just really good, man. Try it with some honey. Life-changing experience, man.
All right, take four. Here we go. East Coast Fashion, let's go!
So, where do you go to school and what do you study?
Right now I'm at New Jersey Institute of Technology. I'm in a technical school right now. I'm studying, my major is computer engineering.
Computer engineering? Yo, that's insane. Yeah, like that, that computer engineering is not easy.
Not at all.
Like
it's definitely hard work. It takes some hard work, but yeah.
So like, what class are you? Are you like a junior or a senior?
Right now, I'm walking into my senior year next
senior
semester,
year?
So yeah, I'm excited about that.
Congratulations, man.
Just getting ready to grow up and graduate, get my bachelor's, and just move on with life, you know?
Oh man, that's insane. So, let me say this. Number one, congratulations. And number two, like, a lot of people don't know what it's like to be a computer engineer, actually. Most people, you know, they study art or business. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but give us a little bit more perspective on what it takes to study computer engineering.
Well, first of all, you know, any type of engineer that you're looking to pursue, you're going to have to put hard work in, you know. I remember failing my first calculus class because it was so difficult. Mm-hmm. But once you figure out that system where it works, just, you know, just being able to, man, what I'm saying is it takes long nights. It takes a lot of drive and motivation to be able to continue and get strong grades and just be able to pursue just math courses, man. These physics courses and chemistry courses, they're not easy. So you definitely got to have a hard work ethic.
It takes a lot of sacrifices. Of
course,
you'll like have friends who will say, you know, like come clubbing with us or come party or drink with us. You know what I mean?
Yeah, man. There's, you know, I would DJ frat parties and whatnot, and like, I had to figure out that switch between being able to work hard or partying. And it's like, as much as you want to do both, you can't really do both. It's like hard work, man. That's what it really is, man. Like, you gotta sacrifice some time.
You gotta sacrifice a few years so that, you know, you can relax for a decade.
Exactly, man. That's what I'm trying to do. Just relax and just live life, man. Just that's all it really is, man.
You know, that's the reality.
That's
of
the plan.
That's the reality of it, honestly. And so, like you said, you're a senior, of course. Are you working on any special projects right now or as of currently?
I think it's mandatory that you have to work on a senior project. And yeah, I have something in mind. I was thinking about fusing my passion with music and my passion with hardware engineering and put it together and build my own microphone or some type of audio equipment. And I feel like that'll be dope for my senior project. So
damn, you're building your own microphone?
Yeah, man.
Is it like, are you gonna work on it by yourself, or are you gonna have it like a team with you to build it?
You have to. I think it's a group of three, which is dope because you don't have to work solo. I mean, working solo is always. I hate working solo. I hate doing that. I like working in a group.
Solo.
In the future, like if you're looking to plan to work into like a job or anything, you're always gonna be working in a group, so that's dope. Having some type of background and group studies and group work and stuff like that actually allows you to prepare yourself for the future. But yeah, I'm working in the group of three. Hopefully they approve my microphone design, and hopefully I can work on it next semester. So
nice. And like, I'm sure you have to like create like a schematics on like a blueprint of the
schematics
microphone.
I haven't really looked into it yet, but that's the greatest thing about doing something you love. You mm-hmm. like, you actually enjoy doing research for it. You actually want to go ahead and do the extra mile on it because that's something you love. And it's like when you Google something, it's like you actually enjoy reading that stuff. It's not like
exactly.
a research paper. It's minimum of 500 words and you're just trying to hit the bare minimum, you know.
Exactly.
It's actually, you really want to type and you just get lost, and And that's, I think that's the reason that I wanted to do something that I love for it. So, you know, it motivates me to actually focus in school and actually finish strong and just, you know, and just be a better person doing that, you know?
Exactly. And like you said, like like you said, it's like a mandatory project too. Is this like also like a portfolio of yours, or do you have some type of portfolio to show your employers?
You know, a lot of people have like this thing on a resume where they try to make themselves look great, mm-hmm. and you know, they just put anything they want or exactly. anything that improves their look. Me, I don't care about that. I want my resume to be like me, 100% me, like everything, like real. Like I want them to know, like, yo, I am passionate about recording equipment, because I do not want to work anywhere else that has nothing to do with recording. I want to work in that. I want to build my own recording studio. I want to open it up. I want to, you know, I want to share the passion of music. I want to be able to just share that wealth, you know. And I want to put on my resume, I built a recording equipment for my senior design. And I feel like, you know, yeah, it's nice that you could do like cool things. You could intern for IBM. You could put that in your resume and, you know, and look good, and that's cool. But me, you know, I want to be an entrepreneur, and that's the whole idea, you know. That's my goal in life. I want to create something for myself and build upon that.
Wow, that's like totally amazing right there. And that pretty much like answered my question, like whether you wanted to become a business owner or an entrepreneur or work for
other companies.
Yeah,
I mean, you know, it came to my mind a few times, like, do I want to work for other people and stuff like that? Yeah, I mean, if my plan doesn't work, then of course. But like, my plan is for it to work, so I haven't really thought about it that way. But you know, another thing about me, another background, is that my dad's in the military. I grew up in a military home. My dad, you know, raised a military child. Like my brother is all about that military mindset. And you know, out of high school, we were kind of just looking forward to join the military out of high school. And if anything does happen to me with my recording equipment, or just my investments just wasn't going the right way with it, then I have the military to go to, and you know, hopefully work as a computer engineer for government facilities. And
then, you know, that's like working for the government, it's like really stable and everything like that.
Yeah,
you know,
man,
lots of benefits,
man. It's just in the right foot. Like, my dad's in the military, I know the benefits, I saw it, you know what I mean? Like, it's benefits.
Where do you see yourself in 5 years?
See myself in 5 years?
5 years.
See myself on a rooftop.
In a rooftop.
In New York.
New York?
With a bottle of rosé in my hand. With a badass Caribbean girl.
Mm-hmm.
Or Portuguese girl. Just living the life, man, as an engineer or producer or music artist. Whatever, man. In 5 years, I'm gonna be a problem, bro. Life is good, man. Life is gonna be good. And you know, East Coast Passion, you know, it's gonna be part of it as well. We're all gonna shine through, we're all gonna do big things, and that's the whole idea behind this whole thing, right?
Right, you heard it from him, folks. Oh, that's all the interview for today. It's all the questions I have to ask.
Wrapping it up, man. Thanks, man. Thanks for your time, brother.
All right, so East Coast Passion, we're coming at you. More videos to come, all right? We'll see you.